Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. There was an article in the spring 2014 issue of BYU Magazine, an article written by M. Sue Bergen, that's B-E-R-G-I-N, titled, What Can You Do When a Child Expresses Doctrinal Doubts? Now, Eric, wouldn't you admit that we're seeing a lot of this in recent years, a lot of articles having to do with doubts that seems to be permeating among members of the LDS Church? Folks, we're not just making this up. This is a real event that is taking place right now. There are a lot of Latter-day Saints that are having some serious doubts about what they believe.
We talked about this in detail last year when we did a series on what we call the Swedish Rescue. And in fact, if you go to our website, mrm.org/its-fiery-fireside is the title to this. And in that article, we showed how this group of Swedish saints were asking questions that ended up having two church historians come and try to answer those, and a tape got released a few years later, and they really had no answers for the questions that these people were asking. And that's kind of what we're going to tie in with this article. And in fact, if you want to hear past broadcasts of the Viewpoint on Mormonism, I think it's a 29-part series. At the bottom of this article, you can actually go and listen to those. But that's the kind of thing, you're right, Bill. We are hearing a lot more of a lot of doubts, and are there answers coming forth from the church?
There's a couple of reasons why we wanted to look at this. Of course, the first reason is we are very encouraged in seeing something like this taking place. We have worked very hard for the past several decades here at MRM to try and get this information into the hands of the Latter-day Saints so that they can make up their own mind regarding what they believe. Now we are starting to see some real fruit. It's not that we haven't seen fruit all those many decades. We certainly have. But it just seems to be much more on the increase now, especially with the internet. And this is going to talk about the internet and the inability of the Mormon Church to keep information from the membership. This is a good thing, folks. And I hope it encourages you as a Bible-believing Christian who has loved ones that are in the Mormon Church. But at the same time, I hope it also challenges any Latter-day Saints that might be listening to us, because just the other day I received an email from a friend who was talking about a Mormon who was having some doubts and wanted to be assured that other people were leaving the church as well. She wanted to make sure that she wasn't just going out there all by herself on this. So I was able to give some information that showed that, yes, in fact, many Latter-day Saints are rethinking their faith. Our prayer is that they not just throw out the baby with the bathwater and get rid of all faith, but that they come to a saving relationship with the Jesus of the Bible. That is, of course, our first and foremost prayer, that these people who come out will find a saving relationship with Jesus. Anyway, BYU Magazine, spring 2014, What Can You Do When a Child Expresses Doctrinal Doubts? I might make a small suggestion here that maybe the title should also include historical doubts, because we know that a lot of people who start questioning their faith, it's not so much over doctrinal issues. It's not that that never happens. It certainly does. But we find that it's usually historical issues that start the Mormon to really go on that journey to start finding out, hey, wait a minute, that's not the way it happened. I'm going to prove that person wrong. And so it probably should be expanded to say when your child expresses doctrinal or historical doubts. But they chose the word doctrinal, so we'll stick with that. But this is how the article opens.
When Tom Pusey was a teenager, he became perplexed by arguments challenging his religious beliefs. He went to his dad, Kim B. Pusey, in emotional anguish, doubting all he had been taught. His father smiled, hugged him, kissed him on the cheek, and said, "This is wonderful." Then his father told him, "It's okay to question. You'll figure it out. And Tommy, you are going to be okay. I promise, Tom recalls, I believed him.
So Tom recalls his father saying that to him, but the assurance was, is you're going to be okay. My question would be at this point is, what is okay? I would think going to his Latter-day Saint father, I'm assuming that his father believed in the teachings, the premises of Mormonism, and when he assures him that he's going to be okay, that what that means is that he's going to be able to wrestle with these issues, but at the same time remain faithful to what Mormons believe to be the restored gospel. But what do you do in the many cases when that doesn't happen? I don't know whether his father was trying to be prophetic here or just wishful thinking. I don't know. We don't know from the article. But the point that's being brought out is that his father handled it in a rational way. He didn't get upset at his son for asking this question. He said, look, it's okay. You're going to figure it out. But my question, you know, I'm kind of going on and kind of moving down the road here, is what if in answering those questions, he realized that the church wasn't true?
Mm-hmm.
How would his father feel about that? Because as we've said many times, we've talked to hundreds of Latter-day Saints who went to family and friends and asked questions and were not treated very well. But even in cases where they may have been encouraged to continue questioning, ended up coming out of the Mormon church. And I'm sure that did cause a lot of anguish for those that they left behind.
And how many of those people who were asking those questions ended up staying in the church, even though they now don't believe that Mormonism is true, because they didn't want to rock the boat and the pressure from the family and friends and neighbors and whoever else to remain in the church was stronger than the truth itself.
Anyway, the article goes on to say that Kim's reaction to his son's crisis illustrates a helpful model for how parents might respond when children come to them with questions and doubts. According to BYU professors Rachel Cope, assistant professor of church history, and J. Spencer Fluman, assistant professor of history. That next line is very telling, Eric.
Fluman and Cope say they have seen an increase in distressed students coming to them with tough questions. Both suggest that parents and all Latter-day Saints become more prepared to discuss hard issues of faith and less afraid to engage in open dialogue.
Now, we've seen this also within Christian circles, certainly as religious faith is being attacked by our more and more secular society. There are going to be questions that are going to be foisted, if you will, upon our kids, and they're going to have questions also. I think the big difference, though, is that a lot of these questions, especially dealing with historical issues for the Latter-day Saint, are probably going to be much more difficult to answer because a lot of these issues are coming from LDS sources. They're not just being made up on the fly just to make Mormons look bad.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff wouldn't even have an effect. This is why I have to kind of chuckle when Mormons accuse us of making things up. What good would that do if we were to just make up everything? How long do you think it would take before someone figured that out?
And our integrity would be lost as well. So we're not going to go to that extreme to try to convince somebody that we're correct on our viewpoint of who is God, who is Jesus, what is salvation.
But we have so many people that come to us because they do recognize that we are consistent in how we handle the information, that we don't try to take it out of context. There's always that risk. We admit that. There's always a risk of doing that. And because we recognize that there's a risk of taking something out of context, we try very hard to prevent that from happening because we do consider our integrity as a ministry as something that needs to be guarded and protected. That is what causes people to want to come and ask us. We are here to give those answers, and we don't have a friendship, usually, with many of the people who first contact us that needed to be protected at all costs. We're willing to tell them the truth, and we're willing to even risk potential friendships in order to tell them that truth. But Fluman and Cope actually commend these parents for the way they handled it. And we know from experience that that's not always the way it happens. I've talked to many Latter-day Saints who, when they come to their family members, are treated very badly just by asking the question. And I can't even begin to count how many times I have had Latter-day Saints come to me personally and have said, I'm afraid to tell my loved ones where I'm at on this. I'm afraid to do that. I know it's not going to end up being good. I don't know how many Mormons read BYU Magazine, but maybe they need to read this spring 2014 issue and follow some of the guidelines that are here. Because really, when you look at what they have to say, what these two BYU professors have to say, for the most part, I think they're giving pretty good advice on how to handle someone who is having some serious questions about their faith. There's a section here called Information Explosion.
Latter-day Saints have experienced crises of faith throughout the history of the church, but the number of those asking hard questions or finding themselves in faith crisis has increased with the advent of the internet, Fluman says. The information explosion has exposed Latter-day Saints to a wider range of information about their faith and about their past. Cope has found the same situation, quote, "More students are coming across information on the internet that they haven't been exposed to before," end quote, she says. "They do not know how to process these new details and in many cases feel a betrayal of trust. Why hasn't anyone ever told me this?" they ask. And then they finish up that section. It says that the professors say the issues that most often come up, and these are not a surprise to us, Bill, here they are: polygamy, women in the priesthood, race in the priesthood, restriction before 1978, sexual orientation, and the translations of the Book of Mormon and the Book of Abraham.
Now, these are all issues that we have addressed at one time or another, and I think some of them come up more often than others, but certainly this list is not unusual.
These were the same questions, for the most part, that the Swedish Rescue folks were asking, and I'm going to suggest that the two historical church administrators there did not have very good answers to the questions they were asking. Legitimate questions.
Yeah, that was Marlon Jensen and Richard Turley, who were two historians from the LDS Church. And I agree with you, Eric. I thought that they did a very bad job in answering, I think, some very legitimate questions. Tomorrow, we're going to continue our look at this article, Keeping the Faith, written by M. Sue Bergen, titled, What Can You Do When a Child Expresses Doctrinal Doubts?
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Would you like to visit the Holy Land? If so, we've got an opportunity for you. Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson from Mormonism Research Ministry will be hosting a trip to Israel and Turkey in February 2015. We start with an optional 7-day trip to Turkey, as we'll see the seven churches of Revelation, including Ephesus, Laodicea, and Pergamum. Then, we head to Israel for 11 days, where we'll see amazing sights such as Caesarea, Upper Galilee, the Dead Sea, and Jerusalem. There'll be a special Joel Kramer Day as we climb up to Cave 1 in Qumran and see some incredible biblical sites. Your price includes airfare, 3- and 4-star hotels, professional guides and bus drivers, buffet meals, and all taxes and tips. To learn more, we invite you to visit mrm.org and click on the Israel icon in the top right-hand corner of the page. Every family who signs up receives a complimentary copy of Joel Kramer's Jericho Unearthed. Again, please visit mrm.org to find out more about this exciting trip. No doubt, an experience that will forever change your life.